English-speaking announcement. For those of you who don't know, our beloved Rob is in America for the next 11, 12 days, something like that. The countdown is on until he comes back. So if any of you, I was discussing with some, I think with Rob Troy, yeah? That for people who are disconnected from the Rav, it's very difficult to be connected with the Rav to create a relationship. He's extremely busy and he speaks Hebrew and there's a lot of things. But if somebody wants to create a relationship with anybody, even especially a Rav, to daven on a person is one of the best ways to create a relationship with somebody. And believe me, he'll know that you're davening on him. And it'll also be tremendously beneficial for yourself, because as the Rav elevates and you're connected to him.
Promise that everyone is going to pray on him, he's going to pray on him back. That the righteous man never stay, oh, with that, pray back.
So the Sefer, I was telling Rav, draw the Sefer, Derech Hashem, is very strong in talking about making a connection to a Tzaddik, and as the Tzaddik, you want to call it the Tzaddik, as somebody like Rav Arush moves forward in his Avodas Hashem, he brings everybody along up with him. And the more connected you are to him, the greater a place in Olam Haba you have, actually. So to spend time davening on a Rav and the success of a Rav is tremendously important, as the more I'm around him, the more I see how every single person and every single Rav gives him tremendous kavod, and is just talking about how he's getting bigger and more influential in the world, and we need to continue to push him up and make sure that he's healthy on the way back and successful there. So just to remember not to, you know, 5 minutes in his voters, 5 minutes in his voters goes a long way.
Hashem, we're going to dedicate this shiur for complete health and refuah shlema of Bracha Bat Rivka. She's going to have success in her surgery. Rolam, going to reveal his mercy on her, Bezrat Hashem. Refuah shlema, Bezrat Hashem. So we're in Torah Lamed Aleph, 31 Torah, in Likutei Moharan, Part A. And we talked about two aspects of covenant. The first one is Abraham, Avinu, that he is the aspect of the Shekhinah Kedosha, that he is the middleman between us and Father in Heaven. And he is the one that is rising all of our prayers. And the second aspect of covenant is Eliezer. Eliezer u'britata, the lower covenant. Vivchinot, in the aspect of Shemi bekirbo, that the name of the Creator is inside of him. Eliezer. Shemo keshem rabo. His name is like the name of his rabbi. It's written on Chanoch, that is named is Matat. Chanoch was a righteous man that was in the first generation, that he was serving Hashem Yitzvarach in such a purity and Kedusha that he left his body here in this world and went up to serve Hashem Yitzvarach in heaven in a way that's a little bit similar to the way of Eliyahu Navi. That he haven't left his body. Actually, now I remember the midrash. Remember the midrash is saying that Chanoch went up in a chariot that was made out of fire with horses, and he went up with his body, and he never died. And he becomes to be Matat, the Sar Hapanim, one of the biggest angels in heaven. So he got his powers from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, if I'm not wrong, 70 names from his names. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. So his name become to be like the name of his rabbi, like the name of Hashem. Bechinot, an aspect of what it's written, Vayarek et Chanichav. So Matat and Eliezer, his name is like the name of Abraham, like that Abraham, we know that Hashem is helping him in everything. So Eliezer also named on that, that Hashem is with him. Eliezer, the connection of Eliezer to Hashem Yitbarach is through Abraham. So Abraham, he was the one that was connecting him to Hashem. So he was named after Abraham, like that Chanoch named after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's written on Abraham Avinu, on all of his students, it's written that Abraham was educating his students, and it's written Vayarek et Chanichav, that he was teaching them and preparing them. Yesterday, Nachman Arush, for the ones that were there in the Shi'ur of the son of Rav Shalom, he was explaining that how can it be that Chanoch, he went up to heaven with his body and purified himself so much, and we see that Abraham Avinu haven't done that, he haven't achieved that, he haven't purified himself so much like Chanoch. Can we say that Abraham is the head of the nation of Am Yisrael? Can we say on him that he was lower than Chanoch? How can it be? So actually, Abraham Avinu was dropping that effort of purifying himself when he saw that there is something that is more important than that. When he saw that there are people that are waiting for him to come and to teach them the way of how to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach, so he dropped his own, so to speak, his own Avodat Hashem, and went to help them to serve Hashem Yitbarach. I told you that once, that one time I talked to a certain tzaddik, Rav Yochai, and I told him that I don't have time to do my tshuva. I'm doing my 1 hour in Bodedut, and sometimes even more, but I don't really have the time to dedicate so many hours on confessions and on crying to Hashem Yitbarach. Because in the morning I'm waking up, need to pray, need to take care of the kids, have to run to the yeshiva, have to do this and that, and then you have to do your 1 hour in Bodedut, and then you have classes in the evening, and this and that, have to help with the kids, and you don't really have the time to work on all of the things that you should, because that you're serving Hashem. So he told me, this is how you become to be a tzaddik, that you don't have time to sin. If you don't have time to keep mitzvot, you also don't have time to sin. So it's very great. It's very, very good. You don't have time to sin, you become to be a tzaddik. So from that we can see from our wonderful Rav, Rav Shalom, and we need to understand it. You can see it very easily, that the main purpose in life is to help other people, to support other people. This is what it means, Vayarek et Chanichav, that Avraham Avinu, he was teaching his students how to go also by themselves, to go from door to door, from neighborhood to neighborhood, from city to city, to talk to people, to convince people, to bring them closer to Avodat Hashem. This is the education. Bechinot Chanoch Lanar, and it's an aspect of Chanoch Lanar, educate the kid, the boy, the student. You become to be Chanoch by that. By that you're going and chasing after helping other people to purify themselves, you're purifying yourself. A person cannot pay his own debts. Just only when he's helping other people to pay their debts, so actually their debts are covering and paying for all of his debts and a lot more. Bechinot, an aspect of what it's written, Elach Eretz Shemalkech Nar, the king is a kid, he's a student. The land, it's got a king, and that king is a young kid. Vehu tachat brit ilah, and he is under the higher level of aspect of covenant. So Eliezer, even though that he is so huge, that he is so pure, that he's going and bringing other people to get closer to Avodat Hashem, he knows always that there is a tzaddik. But there is a righteous man. Rav Shalom once said that the main intention that we should have in Avdalah, when we're saying Hamavdil, Ben Kodesh Lechol, Ben Or Lechoshech, Ben Israel Amim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a difference between holiness to, and say Chol, unholiness. You're going to use that. Between Am Israel to other nations, between light to darkness, what is the intention that we should have? Rav Shalom said, to think about the difference that there is between you, means all of us, all of Am Israel, to the Tzaddik. He is kosher, he is Kodesh, he is light, he is Israel. And the difference is so huge. When you realize that there is a righteous man, that there is a tzaddik in the world, actually you don't have no yetzerara anymore. The main yetzerara that a person has is to become to be the tzaddik. That he wants to be the tzaddik. That he wants to be answered. That he wants to be able to make miracles. That Hashem is going to listen to him. That people are going to follow him. That this is the yetzerara. And it stops you from getting closer to the tzaddik. Now you have a fight with him. Suddenly he becomes to be your enemy if you want to be the tzaddik. So the tzaddik becomes to be your enemy. He's the one that stops you from being a tzaddik. But actually if you're following him, and you're supporting him, you become to be like Yeshua. That Yeshua is Nav. Nav. Le'emish min ha'oel. He's not moving from the tent of the Torah. He's just sitting and learning and fixing the benches and the tables. Bringing water to everyone, taking care of everyone, thinking about everyone, helping that the class is going to be nice, that the people are going to come, going to be happy. If you're doing that, you're fulfilling your job. And then, when the world needs a tzaddik, you become to be that one. But it's not because that you want to, just because that you're the only one that is there. You're the only one that dedicated your life to the Avodat Hashem. The issue here is to give from yourself, to cut from yourself, not to take for yourself. If you're taking for yourself, even if you're taking diamonds, if you're taking the most expensive and worthy things in the world, so you just become to be a higher level of a thief. You're just stealing more. You're stealing Torah, you're stealing Tfilot, you're stealing honor, you're stealing respect. You're disgracing your rabbi by trying to steal his honor. You're stealing from your rabbi. You become to be the lowest from everyone. You're trying to take from your rabbi. It becomes to be a disgrace. You wanted to be a tzaddik, you wanted to be a righteous man, and you dishonor your rabbi. For sure you were not going to be a kosher man. For sure you're not going to be righteous. And it's a point of truth that I'm sure that everyone can have it. And it depends in time. And it depends in how much you're ready to swallow everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting into your mouth, into your life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is insulting us very, very much all of the time. And we have to love it. We have to accept it. If you don't love the rebuke, you will never going to learn. You're never going to learn. No chance. Even if you're going to try to educate yourself and you're going to have hours and hours of prayers on kosher requests, so to speak. That you are mash asking only for holy things. But you cannot receive the rebuke, you will never going to grow. Because there are so many thick blood, so many bad things that we've done in our past. And things that we're not aware to them. And we have to get rid of them. We have to remove them. And it hurts. It hurts. Because we're attached to those Yetzirah that we have. Rabbeinu said, I can uproot your Yetzirah just now, but the amount of blood that's going to run out from you is going to kill you. Because for you, it's not your Yetzirah. For you now, it's you. The lust for food, the lust for women, the lust for desire for honor, all of those things for you now, it's you. It's not your Yetzirah, for you. If I'm going to ask you if you can live without it, you will say the truth is no. No. And even if you're going to try 2 months, 3 months, in the end you're going to collapse. You're going to tell me, listen, I have to drink something, I have to eat something, I have to sleep, have to have to succeed. I have to have a success. Something that's going to cheer me up. If not, I'm just falling down. So that point of truth, that you realize that you have a Yetzirah that you're attached to him very, very much. Something that all of the Tshuvah depends on. And a person cannot go forward in his Tshuvah without having tons of failures, of mistakes, of things that you're going to wake up and realize I was doing it all wrong, I was praying all wrong. Without that, that you accept on yourself that I'm wrong. I'm not straight at all. I'm not honest enough. I'm not generous. Only then, when you admit on your failures, on your lackings, this is the only place that the light can start illuminating in those dark places. Those dark places were existed before. You created them in different lifetimes or in your childhood, and you keep on nurturing them, keep on creating them, also today. But you're not aware to them. And Yetzirah, he wants the person to be flat, not to go deep, not to investigate. And then when he sees that he's a little bit busy with tshuva, a little bit busy with prayers, a little bit busy with hafatzah, immediately feels he's making up for himself stories like that. Alright, I'm a righteous man, Baruch Hashem, I'm doing good, I'm holy, I'm not sinning, I'm not doing this anymore. You haven't started to do tshuva yet. Haven't really started to do tshuva. The tshuva is something so deep. Of course that we know, and we're saying it always, that tshuva is a very easy thing to do, and it is easy. But it's easy to make a spoon, to take a spoon of tshuva into your life. And if you're going to do that seriously, daily, in the end you're going to have a tshuva shlema. But you cannot do a real tshuva today on everything. You cannot. You're not able to do that. How are you going to confess on your childhood when you don't remember your childhood? How are you going to confess on your relationship with Harav on 3 years that you know Harav, on 5 years that you know Harav, if you don't remember your conversations with Harav? How are you going to do tshuva on that? How are you going to do tshuva on your relationship with your parents if you don't really know your parents, if you don't really know yourself? How are you going to do tshuva? This is why Rabbeinu taught us to do tshuva on tshuva, to confess, and after a while to confess on that confession, and to confess on that issue again. And after 2 weeks or 1 month, when Hashem is waking you up again, to do another tshuva. And by that, you're penetrating. The water goes down a little bit and purifying a little bit more and more and more. Another mikveh, another 1 hour at Bodedut, another class, another rebuke, another time that you accept on yourself the tshuva. It's all tests. And we have to learn from our rabbis. Our wonderful Rav is a Baal Tshuva. And that no one can tell stories to himself like that Rav was holy from day first. And he had good midot, he was a good person. But forget it. He wasn't a righteous man at all. He was a nice person. He was a very nice person to be friendly with. Maybe you could go to discotheques with him and to enjoy, to have a nice evening with him. He was very nice, very polite. He was helping people. But he was chiloni. He was far from all Torah mitzvot. And even though that he's like that, his will to dedicate his life to Avodat Hashem, to sacrifice everything for Hashem Yitbarach, like that he asked me yesterday, in the Shiur Gemara, they asked me on Garden of Peace how Rav Shalom wrote the book Garden of Peace, where he achieved that wisdom from. So the answer is because that he was being rebuked a lot in his house. And I'm very gentle when I'm saying that, very, very gentle. And he took all of those rebukes very seriously. Not to blame himself. not to slaughter himself and blame himself that he is so bad and so evil. He checked himself, he wasn't evil at all. He tried to work on his shalom bayit, he tried to respect his wife. He wasn't happy. Something else. He had to check what's the reason. And he went to the field hours and hours, days and nights. And Rav Shalom said, the fields of Shmuel HaNavi, the woods of Shmuel HaNavi are going to testify how many nights I was spending here in the field, crying and asking for the truth. Asking for the truth, demanding for the truth. Saying to Hashem Yitbarach, I don't want to have no success if you're not there. If it's not a real success, if it's not an eternal success, I don't want that success. If it's going to ruin my connection with you, I don't want it. That point of that approach of sacrificing everything for the truth of Hashem, for the Emet La'amita, for the real truth, for the truth of Hashem, not for your own truth, that you have to have a car, and that you have to have a house, and that you have to get married, and that you have to... No. The real truth of Hashem Yitbarach, how I'm going to be truth, how I'm going to always going to be kind, how I'm always going to be gentle, how I'm always going to be sensitive, how I will never going to break no rules of the Torah. There are thousands and thousands of people that learning Torah every day for hours and hours, and they're sinning daily, and they're not even in the direction of fixing themselves. Of being straight, of being honest, and really work on their midot. If you're not working on your midot, it means that you love the rebuke, that you love to be rebuked, because you understand that Hashem is rebuking the one that He loves. You cannot receive the Torah. You cannot receive the Torah. If you don't want to fix yourself so much that this is your satisfaction, that this is your real will, to heal, what else can you fix? This is your joy in life. Thank you, Hashem. You're jumping on it like on a fortune. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you. Saved me from hell. I would be paid for. I would go to hell on that. And now you saved me from hell. Now I'm going to confess. Thank you. It's the best bargain that I could find. It's the best deal. You're rebuking me. There is nothing better than that. Nothing. Until you're in that place, you cannot be rebuked. Cannot be rebuked means that you cannot do tshuva. Cannot do tshuva means that there is something that is still separating you from the Creator, from light of infinity. And you will not going to be able to receive it, not in this world, and not in the world to come. And you will always going to be lack of a certain light, certain aspect of the Creator. Only when you want to hear the truth until the end, and you don't care about yourself at all, because for yourself you're not a reality at all. And the only important thing is to cancel yourself to Hashem. Only then you can have Hashem. You can see Hashem. And then Hashem is going to answer to all of your prayers. And if you see, like Rav Shalom said in Shabbos in Seudah Shlishit, he said, it all depends on the will. And then he said, but what a person going to do to have a will? So then he said, you cannot have an iPhone, you cannot have internet, you cannot look at women, you cannot cancel yourself from all kinds of kedusha. You have to dedicate your life to Avodat Hashem. You have to wash your eyes, because all of bad eyesight is stealing your will, taking your will to other places, to foreign places, that you want nonsense. You want lusts and desires, and you're spending your powers and your time, investing your powers on nonsense, and you become to be old and tired and stupid and dumb, and you don't have no will for kedusha. You just want more time to rest, and another more slice of meat and salads and drinks and bed. It's all going to be comfortable, and you want dignity, you want to be respected, you want everyone to be quiet. It's all because you're sick in your mind, because you're looking for nonsense. So you look for nonsense, you're going to have nonsense, a lot of nonsense. You're looking for demons, so you're going to have demons. If you want Hashem, you're going to have Hashem.
So how are you going to have Hashem? You have to drop all of your nonsense. First of all, you have to drop. You cannot hold them and Hashem. You cannot. You have to have clean, empty hands that are only praying, that are open. It's written on Rabbi Yitzchak Breiter that when he came back from Uman first time, immediately he was praying with his hands in the air. In the beginning, for years, he was praying like that, with his hands on his chest, like the halacha is saying. But when he came back from Uman, he was praying like that. It's written in the Gemara that the person that is doing that he's lifting his hands in the air when he's not really praying, he's not really asking for Hashem Yitbarach, they're cursing him. Because he's acting. Because he's acting with Hashem. He's lying to Hashem. But when really you're dedicating yourself to Hashem, and you're showing that to Hashem Yitbarach, that you don't have nothing in your hands, and you're just looking for Him, you can see a Rab, when a Rab is lifting his hands in the air, you can see that he's holding Hashem. You can see that. You can see that he's holding Hashem. You can see that he's trying to grab Hashem. And this is how that he explained that the intention of Tefillah, the general intention of Tefillah, that you're trying to get closer to Hashem. This is why also we're moving in Shmona Esrei, in Itbodedut, when we're praying, we're moving because we're like crawling to Hashem in Bach. We're getting closer to Hashem. With every word, with every movement, we're getting closer to Hashem, recalling Hashem, looking for Hashem. And this is what you're doing when you're praying. Just getting closer and closer and closer. And you're begging, please Hashem, I'm not worthy. I'm nothing. I'm zero. You're the only one. Please help me. Chonenu, Avienu, bring us, help us, support us. Everything is from you. When you're doing that, it becomes to be so easy for you to get closer to Hashem. When you have that tool of prayers, there is nothing that's going to stop you from getting closer to Hashem. And when you don't have that tool, that weapon, that sword, you cannot get closer to Hashem. So many enemies, so many Yetzer Hara, so many things to stop the person from getting closer to Hashem Yitbarach. That without prayers, there is no chance that you're going to get closer to Hashem. But when you're praying, and really you bought that thing, that you're praying on everything, there is nothing that's going to stop you, that's going to hold you back from without Hashem. Nothing, nothing, nothing can hold you back. Nothing. Rav Shalom explained it, that when a person he wants something, even that he's in Eretz Israel and he wants to get to Uman, he wants to be in Uman and he cannot, he's in prison. He said that Shiur in Be'er Sheva prison, in the prison in Be'er Sheva. He told them, if you want to be in Uman, even if they're not going to let you and you're going to stay here in the prison, locked behind bars, but you will want all of the Kedusha of Uman going to come to yourself, to the place that you are in Rosh Hashanah. And in heaven, it counts like that you were in Rosh Hashanah in Uman. It's so amazing. The will is creating. The will is the main thing. The will is who that you really are. And like that we were talking about it, I wanted to talk about it more, and we need to talk about it more and more. The will is the truth. It's your neshama. It's the light of your neshama. And if you don't have a will to get closer up to Hashem, it means that your neshama is not illuminated. It means that you cannot see who that you really are. Because you are a neshama, and a neshama is spiritual, and it just wants to go back to Hashem. It just desires to see Hashem. It doesn't have no more desires except of that. It doesn't want Coca-Cola, doesn't want Pepsi, doesn't want burgers, doesn't want pizza, doesn't want women, doesn't want honor, doesn't want nothing. Doesn't want houses, no cars, nothing, nothing, nothing. Doesn't want to get married, nothing. Doesn't want nothing. Doesn't want kids, doesn't want nothing. Just want Hashem, only one will to satisfy Hashem, to be one with Hashem, to be united with Hashem. Now she sees that Hashem wants her to unite with Him, to join Him through marriage. She's more than happy to get married. But not for no will, a private will, selfish will. Just only to satisfy Hashem. No will. except of wanting Hashem in Barach. And if you don't see that, means that your neshama is not illuminating. Means that you still have avonot, sins that are stopping, blocking the light of your neshama, light of God, from you. This is why we're doing daily tshuva. And when we're doing tshuva, we need to believe in the power of tshuva. Because if you're doing tshuva and you don't believe in the power of the tshuva cannot help you. Like a person that got a key and he doesn't believe that it's the key to the door. And he's not going to use it. He's going to have it for years in his pocket. And every time that he's checking, he's going to say, it's not that. That one I'm not going to use. That one I'm not going to check. And he's not using and he's dropping his success. If you don't believe that tshuva is creating forgiveness to all of your avonot, so you're not using the tshuva. And even if you're confessing, you're not going to enjoy the benefit of the tshuva. That really it's erasing all of your avonot. Like the Gemara is saying to us that everyone that regrets on one sin, they forgiving him on all of his avonot. Mukhalim lo al kol avonotav. And if a person is doing tshuva out of love, also his mezidim, also his bad actions that he made becomes to be his merit, his zchut. So can you imagine to yourself what you can achieve if you're just going to believe in the power of tshuva? But well, I'm going to open the sky for you, the heaven for you. And you're going to be divine, you're going to be Ish Elokim if you're just going to believe to him. If you're just going to trust him. But if you're not going to trust him, and you're going to say that you're trusting him, but you're not, so you cannot progress. If you're saying to someone, I'm with you, and you're not, so you're not. Even if you're saying to him, I'm with you, and you're not, you're not. So you can say to Hashem Yitbarach, I'm with you, Hashem. If in the 15th of the month, when you need the money, you're not calling Hashem, you're calling someone else, so you're not with him. So how do you want him to answer you if you're not calling him? If still your confidence is not complete, if your faith is not complete, so you're not with him, so you cannot enjoy from all of the benefits, from all of the blessings, from all of the success. That just by living close to him, just by being close to him, you're going to develop so much. But for that you have to drop your nonsense. You have to drop your iPhone. You have to break your iPhone. Rav Shalom said, I'm sorry for all of you. I'm doing a favor for you when I'm saying that. Rav Shalom said in Suda Shlishit, I can sign a letter for each and every one of you. He said that. If you want me to sign it for you, it's not a problem. He's in the United States now. He cannot sign. I will sign it for you after I heard him saying that. No problem. It's better for each and every one of you, of people, to hold in your pocket an avodah zarah, a cross, an elephant, a demon, a Buddha, I don't know what, to hold it in your pocket, and once a day, twice, how many times that you want, take it out from your pocket, bow to it, kiss it, ask from it all of your requests, whatever you want, whatever you need, and don't hold an iPhone. Why? Because he said, this is a simple idol. This is a simple avodah zarah. It's nonsense. It's shtuyot. But in the iPhone you have thousands of avodah zarah. And a person can sin in 1 hour more than the most wicked person could sin in 1,000 years in a different generation. Just by using that, you have ticket to hell in your pocket. Like that it's not enough, your Yetzirah that you have inside of yourself. Now you opened another window to hell. Windows to hell. Windows to hell. It's windows to hell. If you don't believe in it, this is why you're suffering so much. Because you don't believe in it. You don't believe in what the Chachamim are saying to you. That every bad eyesight is damaging your neshama. And your neshama wants to die. She doesn't want to live in a body that watches filthy things. that sees non-modest things. The neshama cannot bear that, cannot stand it. She wants to run away. So of course she's not going to illuminate your life if she wants to run away from you. If she's staying, if she's pleased, if she's happy, she's going to illuminate. And then you're going to see Hashem. But if she's always looking for ways to run away from you because you're damaging her, you're not going to enjoy from her. You're not going to be able to enjoy from her. And Rav Shalom said, and don't say to me that you need it for your job, for your work. Tell me the truth. You don't see pictures that jumps? There's no picture that jumps for you? You don't see nude and pictures and advertising and things like that? If you don't see, don't have a problem. But if you see, you're not allowed to. You ruin yourself. You're destroying what that you're building. You're destroying yourself, what that you're trying to build. You come into the yeshiva, spending hours on hours, building and building and learning Torah and purifying yourself. After it, in 5 minutes, you're burning everything. Everything. One lust is burning your heart. Noef isha chasar lev. A person that have lust for women, he doesn't have a heart. So for hours, you were working on creating a heart. Please Hashem, give me a heart, let me feel, let me want you. And you burn it in a minute. You just thrown it to the fire, contaminated it totally. In one bad eyesight, one lust, one desire. You burned it all, you contaminated your heart. The eye see and the heart desire. It's a rule. You cannot break that rule. If the eye saw, the heart desire. This is it. And if it's hard for you, great, now you have something to go to the field with. Go to the field and cry, Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't know how to get rid of that iPhone, I don't know how to close my computer, what I'm going to do? Talk to Hashem on it. Tell him, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm so used to it. All of my life, this is my way of communication, this is my way of learning things, of checking things, what the Rav is talking about, what should I do, what am I supposed to do? Teach me, give me the powers, give me the powers, give me the powers. And beg and ask for visa that they're going to let you, that they're going to let you see the right path, that they're going to show you the right way of how to achieve Kedusha, how to achieve holiness. If from heaven they're going to decide that you're going to have it, you're going to have it. And if from heaven they're not going to let you, you're not going to have it. Also on Kedusha we need to pray. On everything in Avodat Hashem we should pray. This is what we can see on Eliezer, Eved Avraham. Eliezer, Eved Avraham, he's receiving everything from Avraham. He knows that without Avraham he cannot have nothing. Without Avraham he is nothing, he is zero, he is a goy. He feels a goy, he feels like a goy. What's the difference between a Jew to a goy? Compare, put them both together. You will not going to recognize no difference between them. Until that the Jew is starting to do things that revives his neshama, that his neshama starts to wake up. But if he's all covered with husks and darkness and lusts and desires, he can destroy the world. Well, what's the problem? He can sell Jews. He can do whatever he wants. He can ruin everything. Only when a Jew is starting to remove the husk and to look for Hashem and to pray to Hashem, his neshama starts to illuminate and then he becomes to be a Jew. This is something that Rabbeinu asked, how are you going to become to be a Jew? Ech nasim Yehudi? Rabbeinu is asking that question, yes. But you're going to understand that everyone should ask himself, how am I going to become to be a Jew? It's not enough to born a Jew. It's not enough. It's not enough. To become to be a Jew, it means to want Hashem with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your abilities, to dedicate yourself to the Creator, to the Torah, to Am Israel, to love everyone, to support everyone. This is what it means to be a Jew, that really you care, that really you thank Hashem, that really you praise Hashem on everything in your life. I wanted to read something for you, but maybe we're going to do that tomorrow. Yesterday we talked about the Kitzur Likutei Moharan, the second Torah. Mamash, and amazing things. Rabbeinu is saying, bevchinot, in aspects of simna yadcha tachat yerechi, that he made an oath that he was under, Eliezer was under Abraham Avinu. And he is also a certain kind of heaven, certain kind of sky that is separating between the pure water to filthy water. It means in this world he is separating between the contaminated people to the pure people. It means that he can make peace between people. The righteous man, the aspect of Abraham, he can create peace between Am Yisrael to heaven, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But his slave, the aspect of Eliezer, he can make peace between people in this world. He's got that with him. Ben Yisur Ve'eter, to say what's allowed, what's not allowed. Ben Kasher U'Pasul, ben what that's kosher and disqualified. Uven tameh v'tahor, between impure to pure things. V'zeo b'chinot chanoch lanar al pi darko. You're going to educate the kid according to his way, according to his ability. Al pi. What it means al pi? Daika. Haynu Torah shebe'al peh. By Torah shebe'al peh. That he received everything from his rabbi. This is how he can be educated. Only when you're receiving the wisdom from your rabbi, even if a person is learning Torah day and night, and learn all the Gemara, all Shas, all Likutei Moharan by heart, if you're not receiving it from your rabbi, Ikar Chaser Min HaSefer. The main thing is missing from that book. It's written in the Gemara, the definition of a Talmid Chacham, that even if you know all Shas and Poskim, he knows to say all the Gemarot Ba'al Peh by heart, everything. If he didn't have Shimush Talmidei Chachamim, if he wasn't the helper of a righteous man, he's an Am Haaretz. An Am Haaretz. To know all Shas by heart, all Poskim, all Shulchan Aruch by heart. If you weren't helping a righteous man, you're an Am Haaretz, which we all of us together, are going to have the merit to help our wonderful rabbi to get closer to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, to receive the wisdom from him, through him, with love and joy, smiling.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.